If you've ever wondered how far a house brick or a rolling pin can be thrown, that question will be answered at Stroud on the 10th of July. Joining us to have a chat about it this morning, Karen Hutchison. Karen, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, this competition has been running for quite a long time.
Yeah, this year will be our 60th event.
How did it all start?
Okay, it started with all the Strouds in the world, in Australia, England, Canada and the USA. We all had brickworks, and some guys thought it would be a good idea to start throwing bricks.
Is it possible some beer may have been included in the initial idea, the germ had started maybe in the bottom of a schooner glass?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt that was the situation. Yeah, absolutely.
Karen, did it go ahead last year?
No. With COVID, we didn't do 2020. So we're bigger and better this year. We're all a COVID-safe event. So we will be asking everyone to check in on the day. And we've just got a jam-packed program. It's going to be a fabulous day.
Now, it's more than throwing bricks and rolling pins. We'll get to that in a moment. But there's plenty of other stuff for the family to do there as well, isn't there?
Oh, there is. We've got, it's a real family event. We've got Maitland Tug of War Club coming over. And they challenge whoever wants to hop on the other end of the rope. That's a pretty competitive event.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah, looking the Friday night before at the club, you know, there's a few strategies put in place with the local boys. Yeah. It's a great day. We've got a sand sculptor coming down from Queensland.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
He's going to do some sand sculpting and he's going to hold some workshops. If you've ever wanted to know how to sculpt sand, it'll all be happening.
It will be. Now, when it comes to throwing a brick and throwing a rolling pin, what sort of rules? Like, do you have to do it right-handed, one-handed, left-handed, over the back? Just give us a bit of an idea for those of us that have never been before, Karen.
A lot of the guys use the old discus throwing technique.
Yep.
There is a circle that, you know, you can't go over the front of, otherwise your throw is disqualified. With the rolling pin, different girls have different techniques. Some techniques are a little bit scary. Some techniques you sort of, as the rolling pin's up in the air, you sort of think, where is this going to land?
Oh, dear.
So it's great fun. It's great fun. But it's serious too. You know, we've got our 2019 champion throwing coming back to defend his title, and Kurt's a strong man, and he takes it very seriously.
Well, he can hurl at some 28 metres, I think, is his record from 2019.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
When it comes to the rolling pin, just very quickly, Karen, after the woman wins for her biggest throw, is there a minute silence for her husband? Because clearly, you know, any bloke that's married to a woman that can throw the rolling pin like that has had a struggle in his life.
Absolutely. And that's when the men, you know, when the women win with their rolling pin, you know, the husband sort of come from nowhere and gives them big cuddles and congratulate them. And
He'd want to, or there'll be trouble.
It's a great day. The young children throw rubber chooks. it's a fabulous family fun day.
All right. You
have a bar?
You do have a bar. Well, that's always going to be handy. It's going to be on Saturday, the 10th of July at Stroud. If we want to find out more details, where do we go, Karen?
Okay, so we've got our Facebook page is Stroud Brick Throwing - New South Wales, and our website is stroudbrickthrowing.com.au.
Well, have a great time, Karen. Thank you very much for joining us on 2NM. We look forward to hearing how it all pans out.
Thank you so much for your support, Andrew. Thank you.